I said it's truly a privilege and an honor to be here with you this morning to share what God has given me and what he's been doing in my life over the last year and a half. We all know that the last year and a half has been just a tumultuous, if I got the word right, year with the pandemic, tornadoes, loss of family members, being locked in, locked down. It's been quite a year. And I don't know how anybody could have made it through this last year and a half without having God in their life, having a true Savior in your life. There's no joy in a pandemic. There's no joy in the loss of a loved one. There's no joy in being isolated and being locked down. But Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Now, there is a time for everything. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to grieve. There's a time to be ecstatic. There's a time for everything. Amen. And God knows, even though he gave us this scripture, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Even though he's given us this, he understands that there's a time for us to grieve and there's a time for us to be, to do everything. But the joy, he said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I just want to share with you, I don't know, you guys remember back the early part of the year when it came to the big snow that Saturday night. And we canceled church that Sunday. Well, it was coming down pretty good, and we didn't know what the situation was going to be like the following day, so we canceled church. And so that Sunday morning, I just remember laying in bed, and I'm not a late sleeper. I don't stay in the bed for a long time, but that particular Sunday, I just didn't want to move. I just didn't want to get up. I was, you know, with everything that happened, and I just felt, defeated. I felt just down in my spirit. I didn't want to get up out of the bed, and I stayed there as long as I could, and it was so, the grief was so intense that it just made my whole body ache. And as I remember laying there in bed, and I heard a voice that said, "Get up!" And I sat straight up in the bed. And I'm like, wow. And I knew it was the voice of God. So I got up out of the bed. I put my pajamas on and put my robe on. And that day, even though it had snowed, the sun was out that Sunday morning. And I went outside and sat on my steps. And still feeling the intense grief that I was feeling, it was like the Lord prompted me to just worship him. So I sat there and I lifted my hands. And I just started worshiping God. And I just started telling him how much I love him, how good he is. And just wanted to tell him everything that he is. And I want you to know there was a burden, that burden and that grief that I had. It was like something literally just lifted off of me. And I was like, wow. Wow. And that's why He tells us here in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, to do not grieve. He understands that we do have a time to grieve. But what he told me and what he showed to me, he didn't want me to stay there. It was a time to grieve, but Jerry, don't stay there. And that particular morning when I started worshiping God, Brother Jay, I don't want to be insensitive, because I know you felt the same that I felt. But God, it was like God said, don't grieve for her. He said, if you could see her now, you would be so, so happy. And I just started worshiping him even more. And that morning, that particular morning, I was set free, because I knew that she was in a better place. And I knew that God didn't want us to stay in a place of grieving. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When we tell God how good he is and we start worshiping him and praising him, that gives us strength. And it lifts burdens, and it lifts those things which would hold us down. And I like acronyms. So the acronym that I use, the word that I use for the acronyms is praise, because that was such a defining moment for me when I started praising and started worshiping God. That burden that I felt just lifted off of me. And the definition for praise is the act of expressing commendation and admiration, the exalting, the extolling of God, or the rendering of homage and gratitude to God, the condition of being commended, admired. Amen. And so what I did, I used the acronyms of praise to show you that the word praise has some awesome power in it. And for the P in praise, I liken that to power. When we praise God and we worship God, it gives us power. Amen. Power over the enemy, power over the things that the enemy would try to hold us down with. Amen. Luke 10:19, which is one of my favorite scriptures, says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And there's another P in praise, another definition in praise, and that's peace. It gives us peace. Isaiah 26:3 says that you will be kept in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because they trust in you. Let me read that again. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Amen. And the R for peace is resilience. Amen. When you give God praise, it brings about a resilience. No matter what you're faced with, and no matter what you're dealing with, the power of praise will give you resilience to get through whatever it is that you're dealing with. You develop a resilience that causes us to lift our hands and to just worship him no matter what the situation is. And we know that the breakthrough is on the way. Amen. Amen. Well, let me finish up resilience. I got a little bit ahead of myself. One of the things I shared a couple of years ago, and when I was sharing, was about Paul and Silas when they were placed in jail. When you are in tune with God, you develop a resilience. Amen. And I can just think about Paul and Silas. When they were out preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling everybody about the good news of the gospel and getting people saved and getting people healed, And they even got a soothsayer delivered and saved. And because of that, the people of the town got upset because they felt like that was cutting off their money. So they put Paul and Silas, they threw them in jail. And the Bible says it's almost like the deepest, darkest part of the jail where they were placed. Now, can you imagine after you've preached the gospel and after you've told everybody about Jesus, now here you are in the deepest, darkest part of the jail. And, you know, hey, they had every right to be grieving. They had every right to be down on themselves. But the Bible says that at midnight, amen, there's something about midnight that Paul and Silas began praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners heard them. And I can imagine that they just started chiming in with them, praying and singing those hymns. And the Bible says that the very jail and the very foundation of that jail was just shaken to the core till it set people free. The other jailers were set free. And that's what develops when you can find it within yourself in your deepest, darkest part of your situation, when you can find a place to praise and give God glory. Things happen when you praise and give God glory. Amen. Amen. And the A for in praise is likened to arise. Amen. Arise. Even in the Bible, arise is put in bold letters. It says arise. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Amen. There's something about when you hear the voice of the Lord to tell you to get up. Amen. When you're feeling down and when you're feeling defeated, he says, get up. Amen. Amen. It says, arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. I believe that when we praise and we give God glory, that the light of the Lord shines on us and it gives us strength. Amen. Amen. Strength to overcome whatever it is that we're dealing with. Amen. And the I is for inspiration. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 3. Amen. It says, we remember before our God, Father, your work produces by faith, your labor prompted by love, your endurance inspired by the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. The hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is inspirational. Amen. Amen. When we realize that you know, the song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Amen. That when we praise God, it inspires us to realize and know that we have hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. S is synonymous for sustain. Sustain. Psalms 55 and 22, it says, cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Amen. Is that not good news? That is good news. He will not allow the righteous to be shaken. Cast your cares upon the Lord and he will sustain you. Amen. That's what we do when we worship God. We trade out our worries. We trade out our cares to worship him. Amen. To worship him and allow him to minister to us, to come into our presence. Amen. And to fill us, sustain us. And we understand that we will not be shaken. Amen. When we praise. Amen. E for endurance. Amen. Romans 15 and 4 says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Amen. Endurance. Amen. That we might have hope. Amen. When we praise God, we give him glory in our situation. Amen. It allows us to have endurance. Amen. Amen. So there are many, many benefits. And just like I just shared with you, that comes with our revelation of praise. And I'm going to share three things with you that three more things that God has done for me when I praise him. When I take the situation that I'm in and start praising God, when I trade it out, these things happen. Number one, it renews my strength. Amen. That particular morning, I had no strength. I had no desire to get up. I had no desire to move. But because I gave God praise, he gave me strength, not only to get up, but to get myself together. Amen. Number two, it invites God's presence into our space. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. When we begin to praise, God comes right into the middle of our situation. He comes and sits right down in the middle of it. Amen. And ministers to us and sets us free. Amen. We invite God into our presence when we praise. Amen. And lastly, number three, it brings freedom. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love being free opposed to being bound by circumstances, situations, and feelings. I would much rather be free. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for that. And I told you guys this would not be very long. And pretty much that's it. Those of you who are out there in Facebook land, we don't ever like to end the service without giving you an invitation. Amen. Come on, let's stand on our feet. We don't like to leave without giving an invitation for you to give your hearts and give your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you would just say this prayer with me, wherever you are, hallelujah. If you want to be free, if you want to be set free, amen. If you want to bring God into your presence, amen. You've got to give your heart and give your life to him. Amen. So that you understand the power of praise. Hallelujah. When we allow Jesus Christ into our hearts and into our lives, amen. He puts us in a place where we're not ashamed to worship him. We're not ashamed to praise him. Amen. So just repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner, and I come before you right now asking you to come into my life, come into my heart, fill me to overflowing. Father, I am tired of being without you. Father, I want you in my heart. I want you in my spirit. Hallelujah. I want you to take over my life and to fill me to overflowing. Jesus, come into my heart and save my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you said that prayer, amen, you are saved this morning. And come on, everybody, let's just clap our hands for those who, amen, gave their hearts to Jesus this morning.